Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 138 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. So today we've got Jason Maloney. So Jason, professional bantamweight boxer from Australia and Commonwealth champion, and freshly off winning the WBC silver bantamweight title, beating Joshua Greer Jr. in Oklahoma in America recently. So, mate, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much, Leroy. Appreciate you having me on the show, mate.
Mate, never a drama. Mate, can you tell the audience a little bit about where you're from and how many kids you've got?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, as you said, I'm a professional boxer. I'm originally from Melbourne. I grew up and lived my first 25 years in Melbourne, and now 5 years ago moved to northern New South Wales. So I live in Kingscliff or Casuarina now, which is right on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, very beautiful part of the world. And I've got a 2.5-year-old daughter named Isla, and in 3 weeks time I'll have my second baby and become a dad again in 3 weeks time.
Mate, congrats. That's amazing. We just had a daughter about 4 months ago, and mate, all those memories of the first two, it just throws everything into chaos once again. And you think you have it sorted out by two, and it's completely different once again.
Yeah. I'll get ready for the chaos. I love it.
Yeah, mate, how has fatherhood changed the way, I guess, as a professional athlete, you've always been involved in, the health and fitness side of things. Has fatherhood and the way that you go about your training regime or, your nutrition and stuff like that changed the way you have to look at different aspects of that?
I try and obviously not let fatherhood affect my boxing too much, but it's obviously just about getting the balance right and, knowing when I need to commit more to boxing and, when I can commit more to being a dad and just trying to get that balance right. Like for me, as you said, I'm currently in hotel quarantine and I've just spent 7 weeks away from my family, which is obviously extremely tough and a big sacrifice to make for myself. And it's obviously very hard on my partner as well, Georgia, who has to spend 7 weeks on her own with very little support around her, which is tough and hard on her. But I just try and get the balance right. When I'm training for a fight, obviously I need to unfortunately put boxing as my priority. But when I get home, when I get out of hotel quarantine, then I can go home and I can really commit to being a dad. And I can spend, I'm very fortunate that with my job, I'll go home and I can spend all day with my daughter and my partner. And essentially I'll still train every day, but I'll prioritize being a dad a bit more. I might get up early at say 5:30 or 6 o'clock and get a training session in then, and then I'll get that out of the way. And then I know that I've got the rest of the day where I can just spend that with my family. And yeah, it's just about prioritizing it right. And having to wear those two different hats of a professional boxer and the other hat of coming home and being a dad and giving them, you know, the time and the effort and the energy that I want to give them. So yeah, it's a bit of a juggling act. I'm not perfect, but I do my best, and you know, I'm very fortunate that I can spend a lot of time with my daughter, and you know, I can, you know, take her to swimming lessons and get in the pool with her and do that. And I can, you know, during the day when I'm not training, I can take her to the park or, you know, take her to the beach. And, you know, I'm very fortunate I can spend a lot of time with her when I am home and work that around my training. But as I said, there is times when boxing needs to come first. And, you know, unfortunately, got to be away for 7 weeks. And, you know, last October I was away for 9 weeks, and last June I was away for 9 weeks again. So, you know, over the past 2 years, I've probably spent just over 6 months away from my family, which is very tough. But then when I get home and I am training, I am able to spend a lot of time with my family, which is, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. And prior to, I guess, the COVID times and the restrictions on travel, was it something that the family can come on a lot of these trips to and the fights and actually immerse themselves around you? Or is it something that you like to do solo and, you know, really get in the zone with these training camps, you know, leading up to the bouts?
Yeah, a bit of both. You do need to have that time to zone in and focus on the fight and your preparation. So usually I'm signed to a promotional company in America. So a lot of my fights are in America, and I might go over 3 or 4 weeks beforehand for the fight to really knuckle in and focus on that fight. But then generally pre-COVID times, my partner Georgia would come over, say, the week of the fight and be there for the event, be there to, you know, enjoy the victory together, which was really awesome. But, yeah, with COVID times at the moment, obviously she's had to stay home, which has been pretty tough. But yeah, it's the world we're in at the moment. So it is what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately. Mate, nutrition. Nutrition is one of the things that, you know, fathers, a lot of them in our community, struggle with finding the balance of, you know, either going all in or all out and just, you know, finding that happy medium. With your job as a professional athlete, is there ever an off period, you know, in the boxing regime, like after a fight, do you get to have a bit more downtime, you know, before you gearing up for the next one? And what advice would you have for fathers who are struggling to find that balance between, you know, eating healthy and sort of binging during the lockdowns?
Yeah, you do get generally a bit of a downtime where you can be a little bit more flexible with the diet, but it was probably something earlier in my career I probably took advantage of a little bit too much. And, you know, I'd look forward to, you know, after a fight, I'd, you know, have a few beers and have some pizza and have some burgers and ice cream and all that. But as I've matured a bit and, you know, got a bit older, I've probably toned that down a bit. And, you know, I'll still have a treat here and there, of course, but I sort of put a bit of a limit on myself, and I don't let my weight blow out, because I fight at bantamweight, which is only 53.5 kilograms, which is takes a lot of discipline for me to get that, get my body down that light. So if I blow out, it just makes the job so much harder to get that weight back off when it's come fight time again. So yeah, I mean, I have a treat here and there, but you know, 90% of the time, 80% of the time, my diet's, you know, pretty perfect. And I think, you know, once you get into that habit of eating well, and you realize how good you feel when you do, you know, feed your body the right fuel, it becomes, you know, you don't really want to binge so much, because you realize how good you feel when you eat the right foods. And if you're, you know, consistently eating bad, you probably don't actually realize how bad you feel or how much better you could feel. So it's more about just creating good habits. You know, don't just eat good one day and then eat bad the next. Try and, you know, eat really well throughout the whole week. You might have, you know, a treat here and there or a couple of beers on a weekend, but try and make sure that majority of the time you are eating the right foods, and it just becomes a habit. You just, you know, realize how much better you feel, and it, yeah, it becomes second nature to choose the right options.
Mate, I love that. Mate, mental health is such a huge topic, and, you know, a really big talking point, I guess, in today's society, and people are speaking more and more about it openly. You know, a lot of people concentrate on the physical side of things. What do you guys do to look after your mental health, and, you know, what tools or, you know, apps or advice do you have for dads that they might be able to look into to, you know, help with their own mental health?
Yeah, it's great that it is becoming more of a talking point. I've never actually suffered badly with mental health myself, but I do, you know how important that is. And for me, you know, I like to train every day, or, you know, I have a Sunday off here and there, but I like to train every day because for me, even when I don't have a fight coming up, like at the moment I'm in hotel quarantine, but I've already got a good hour training session in this morning because, you know, I don't have to train. I don't have a fight locked in. But for me, I like to train every day because mentally it makes me feel better and it sets me up for the rest of the day and it puts me in a better mood. And I just, you know, more so at the moment, training for me is just because I enjoy it and it makes me feel better, and mentally it puts me in a good headspace. So definitely I think, you know, having a consistent training regime is you know, so important. I work with a mental coach or a mind coach. Richard Maloney is from a company called Quality Mind Global. There's an app there that you can check in on every day, and that I've found that really, really helpful. And for me, that's something that I use a lot leading up to a fight, just to make sure that I'm mentally in the right headspace, to, you know, to go into the fight and perform my absolute best. Because physically, I can train the house down. I love the physical, I guess, preparation of a fight, but it's so important to make sure that you go into the fight in the right headspace and you're mentally, you know, switched on and at the top of your game. So that's something that I use a lot. And for me, yeah, that works as a professional athlete, but it's definitely something that would be useful for anyone who's, yeah, maybe struggling a bit with their mental health.
Mate, perfect. And guys, if you're in the gym right now, running or driving the car, make sure you check out the show notes. We'll put a link to that app and also the coaching platform there as well. So if you need anything for yourself, you'll be able to check that out. And you know, as always, then make sure you're doing something active every day. As Jason just said, it's one of the best things. And, you know, I use it myself personally to, you know, help with any of the mental health issues that I've had in the past from the military service. And, you know, it's one of the best things to keep that mind as clear as possible. And yeah, definitely. I cannot agree with him anymore. Mate, if you could go back to Jason on day one of fatherhood and let him know one thing you know to be true 2.5 years in, what would that be?
Geez, it's a tough one. Maybe probably a bit cliche, but just remind myself to enjoy every single moment. You know, obviously there is times when fatherhood can be a bit stressful. You know, you might lose your patience here and there, and yeah, there's no doubt it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but just remind yourself how, you know, lucky you are to be a dad. You know, I feel just blessed that I was able to have, well, on the verge of having my second beautiful, healthy baby. So I just think that's, you know, it's an absolute blessing. And, you know, even though there is those stressful moments, just remind yourself how lucky you are to be a dad and to, you know, savor every moment, because I know everyone says it, you know, they grow up so fast, but it is just incredible. I mean, it feels like yesterday just about that we're coming home with our new baby, and, you know, she's already 2.5 years old and she's running around the house, you know, telling us what to do, and, you know, she can already, you know, tell us what she wants to eat and what she wants to do for the day, and she's already this, you know, proper little person. It's just, it is just crazy how fast that time goes. And actually saw that message you put up on your Instagram the other day about how, you know, you spend 80% of your time with your kids before they, was it turned 16 or 18?
18, yeah.
18. And yeah. It's just crazy to think that, you know, my girl's already 2.5 years old. And, you know, like I said, unfortunately, I've missed 6 months of her life already with my work and being overseas. And, having to be away to provide a life for our family. And, you know, it's a big sacrifice, but, you know, just how fast that time goes, you really do have to just make sure you do, you know, enjoy every moment. And as I said, it's an absolute blessing to be a dad, and I absolutely love it. So even though times do get tough at times and you lose your cool, just remind yourself how lucky you are.
Mate, I love that response. And yeah, mate, for those that didn't see the post, it was 80% of the time that you ever spend with your children is over by the time they turn 18. And it was something that really hit home for me as well, because you think back to your own childhood and, you know, it's very, that 80%, you know, percentage is very heavily tailored towards the first, I would say, 12 years, because after that you get your independence and you get your mates and you're starting to play school and you've got all the different activities. So, you know, I would say probably 60 of that 80% is actually done by the time they're 11 or 12. And, you know, my eldest son's nearly 8, and it really makes you think, geez, we're nearly at that 50% mark. And depending on what he decides to do in the future, and it is a scary thought. And that's why I think, you know, people don't realize that spending so much time on their phone or Netflix and worrying about things that are not in our control is taking away, you know, years of time that we can be spending with our little ones.
100%, mate. It's crazy to think how fast it's all going to go. And yeah, you just need to enjoy every moment and, you know, make the most of it.
Yeah, mate, definitely. Mate, couple last questions. There's going to be a lot of dads out there who've got children either doing boxing as a hobby or looking into doing boxing, you know, as a career, or, you know, even, you know, looking at different sports that they might be able to get their kids into. What advice would you have for those fathers that are looking to, you know, get their children involved, you know, in the boxing area?
Yeah, it's a, mate, I love the sport of boxing, and I'd encourage anyone to get into the sport. It is obviously a tough sport for a parent to watch when you know your son or daughter's in a fight and getting hit, but the benefits that the sport provides are just incredible, and the discipline it teaches and the respect it teaches, there really isn't a sport like it, I don't think, in terms of the life lessons it gives, you know, the amount of people that boxing saved from going down the wrong path by just giving them that direction and teaching them that respect is incredible. And, you know, I don't know, I don't think I would have been one of the kids that would have gone down the wrong path anyway, but it certainly taught me some really good values that I have in my life, and, you know, given me a lot of discipline and a lot of respect. And, you know, it's always given me a goal to work towards, and, you know, made sure I've lived a really clean and healthy lifestyle. I mean, I love the sport, and I think it definitely gets a bit of a bad rap at times, and people think that, you know, boxers are all thugs, or, you know, they just like fighting and all this, but it couldn't be further from the truth, and there's a lot of great people involved in the sport, and I really recommend that parents give the sport a chance and watch the benefits that their kids get from the sport, because it definitely teaches you some great values.
Mate, I love that answer. And mate, first of all, highly appreciate you jumping on the podcast today. I want to congratulate you for all the success that you've had over, you know, the last 7 weeks in America, and you know, also on the upcoming birth of your child in a couple of weeks. And I wish I could be a fly on the wall and see the excitement on your family's face when you get to reignite in 3 days' time. But mate, I highly appreciate you jumping on the podcast today. And where can people find you, and what do you have coming up that they might be able to get involved in?
You can find me on social media. Just search Jason Maloney. Maloney spelled M-O-L-O-N-E-Y. I'm on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I've got a website, teammaloney.com. You can jump on there and keep up to date with what's going on. I haven't got my next fight locked in just yet, the title I just won over in America will be a giant step towards me fighting for a world title very soon. Hoping to be back in action before the end of the year, whether that's in Australia or back in America, I'm not too sure. Really hopeful that it'll be in Australia. So, yeah, I'd love to have everyone follow my journey and support me. And yeah, well done to you too, mate. I love your page and love what you're doing. It's great to see this sort of thing be available for blokes like ourselves. Yeah, there's obviously not a lot of things out there for new dads. So I think what you're doing is incredible. And yeah, I'll definitely be jumping on the page and supporting what you do.
Mate, highly appreciate the kind words. And for everyone at the gym or driving right now, make sure you check out the show notes and you get in touch with Jason. And I'll put it on all the socials as well, so you, and tag him in, so you'll be able to start following his journey and see the next Australian world champion come through the ranks. So, mate, highly appreciate it. You go enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Eves, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.